Andy Lynch, 3 wins in a row against the Leeds Rhinos, but more importantly for you guys, I guess, your first points in 4 games tonight. You've got to be pleased with the way you stuck that out.
Yeah, definitely. I thought we started the game real well, and probably credit to Leeds, they came back and hung in there. And but I thought it was a real close, good game. And after what happened last week for us to get Warrington, to get annihilated like that, I'm probably embarrassed. We had to come out with a good performance today, and we showed it, I think.
Was there much talk about what had gone on last week in the build-up to this and putting that behind you and, you know, making a statement tonight?
Yeah, it is, yeah. And like you say, Powell made a big thing for the fans as well, all the fans that came across to Warrington last week. That they'd been very disappointed with what we dished up, so we owed it to all our fans, and we came away and got the 2 points what we needed to tonight.
Yeah, and in the way the game went tonight, you know, you got off to that flying start. You defended a little bit, didn't you, for those first few minutes, but then came up with them couple of tries. Jake had one ruled out as well. He could have been out of sight at one stage and let him back in.
Yeah, it is, yeah. You can never be safe, can you, with Leeds? It's 18 points can go off clear, and you know they're a good enough team to come back, and when they start throwing that ball about, you've got to be ready and keep your line together, so you can try to stop them. But if you don't, they showed what they can do. Rob Burrow skating across line. So they're a very dangerous team when that happens.
And from your perspective, you know, Luke Gale out there orchestrating things. Big game tonight from Mike McMeekin and also Jake Webster playing a couple of different positions.
Yeah, definitely a massive team effort tonight. And like you say, we're all disappointed after last week, and we all had to come out with a response. And I thought probably every one of us did that 1-17 tonight.
And you know, those moments like in the second half when you're searching for something. There was a long period there where nobody could come up with any points. Maybe both overplaying it a little bit at times, both teams.
No, I think like you say, we were very tight late on, and whoever stayed in control the most, you know, would come up with a win at the end. And I thought we stayed more composed than what Leeds did at the end of the game.
Difficult times for you, obviously, with that injury list, and that's been pretty well documented. How close are some of your teammates to getting fit again? Ben Roberts, for example, was talked about as a possible for tonight, but didn't play.
I'm sure there's a few that's very close, but you know, we're happy with the 17 that we've got out. And like you say, every team gets injuries, so we can't have that as an excuse. We've probably assembled a squad that's strong enough at the start of the year in strength and depth for when things do happen like this, and it has happened to us, so we don't want an excuse. We just want to get on with it and, you know, perform and keep getting better every week.
And a real valuable 2 points, obviously, tonight. You've got that difficult trip now. What a hell of an Easter it is for you, you know, to go from Rhinos at home to the south of France trip.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's also time for all of us to regroup and get together and spend a few days, you know, with all the lads. And you know, it's the same for them. Catalan are playing over here tomorrow. They've got to go back home, so it's just the same for them, really, is what it is for us. But so it's one that we're looking forward to. It's going to be really tough in south of France, but everyone's got to go there, and hopefully we can go there and get another 2 points and get the 4 points that we wanted over Easter.
And traditionally it's difficult to go down there and get those points, but they've proved to be vulnerable at home so far this year.
Yeah, they have. I never say never, and like you say, it's always a tough ask to go to Catalan, but you know, we'll be confident going and getting 2 points. We've signed some quality players this year, so you know, they'll be a bit new for us, the Super League, so we'll have to deal with something different to what we've dealt with in previous years.
I'm just going to throw this one out at you then. 479 career appearances now. Still, are the old legs feeling it a bit?
Yeah. Felt a little bit at the end when we finished, but it's expected when you've had a game like that. But like I said, I'm ready to go for next game, and we'll keep going as long as I can, really.
I've got some Grecian, not mine, obviously, but I think it was my granddad who lent me. I'll pass it on if you like.
Just highlights. I keep saying highlights in the old air, but you know, I'm sure I'll end up fully grey for performances like last Friday.